In 6 months, it will be the end of May. And that means it'll be time for the 500 Festival, the parade, Kids Day, a community day out of the track, all of the many activities of the 500 Festival. And one of those activities is the 500 Festival Princess. Those are the young ladies from colleges and universities all across Indiana that ride on the float. They have those little crowns and tiaras on their head. And the folks from the 500 Festival are here because, one, they've added some new ingredients to the 500 Festival Princess program that is going to be meaningful to all 33 of the young ladies who will become 500 Festival Princesses in 2015, not just the person that's the head princess. And they also want to make sure that there is more color among the princesses, and they're not talking about those outfits that are donated by the sponsor that works with them. In our studio is Bob Bryant. He is the president of the 500 Festival. He joins me live. Bob, welcome.
Thank you so much, Amos. Very good to be here.
So now you survive. You've been here a little more than a year. You survived your first 500 Festival activities. What'd you think? Was it everything you thought it was going to be?
It was beyond that. The history and the tradition, but also the activation of this community in so many different levels is just tremendous. So it exceeded all expectations, and then, being from Atlanta, then we went through a winter that exceeded all expectations as well.
That happens.
So we're ready for next May and very excited about adding depth and purpose to many of our programs.
500 Festival Princesses have been around ever since the beginning of the 500 Festival, and usually it was 33 young ladies, because it's about the race and 33, the number 33, the cars and what have you. And they would be in the parade, they would be out there on race day, they would be at some of the track activities, and then I guess the rest of the year, they didn't do anything. You guys are adding a new component that not only makes it meaningful for the young lady that is the queen for the 500 Festival, but the other 32 young ladies. What is that?
Well, that's correct. We kind of call it beyond the tiaras and sashes. What else is the Princess Program? And for many years, it's actually been a significant opportunity for young women that are in Indiana universities to experience community outreach and public speaking and to be ambassadors, really, of the 500 Festival and of the Indy 500. So it's been well beyond just being a pageant for many years, and we're just trying to extend that by adding things like scholarship for all the girls that make it and become one of the 33 princesses, mm-hmm. to leadership development, to more interaction with board members, more networking opportunities, everything from resume critiques to some personality testing and things that we bring professionals in to help them with, so that in addition to all of the community outreach they do and the public speaking engagements and things like that, that we're making sure it's a very vibrant program that really can make a difference in someone's life.
What is the qualifications to apply to the 500 Festival Princess Program?
It's we're working to streamline some of that. It's a pretty extensive application process. So it starts with a minimum GPA of 3.0, and it really goes into other extracurricular activities and making sure that we have someone who has had some experience and is interested in participating in the community, maybe having had work in nonprofits or done some public outreach and things like that in the past.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there still a requirement that you have to be a student at an Indiana college or university?
That is correct, yeah.
Is that limiting it only in the sense of a young lady from the state of Indiana who may be at Ohio State or Howard or Spelman or the University of California, Berkeley, but still has Hoosier roots, couldn't participate? Any thought of changing that or looking at that?
We absolutely do think about that. I think the biggest challenge is just the proximity, because mm-hmm. what we're asking them to do is not all here in Indianapolis. They're mm-hmm. going out in their communities, either where they're from in mm-hmm. Indiana or mm-hmm. where their college or university is.
So that those Indiana ties during the year are important.
They are. And, mm-hmm. and the proximity, the ability to be coming into Indianapolis for several different events and things like that, because it's during the school year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really where that qualification came out of, just that sort of geographic need that they can do that kind of outreach and be in their communities. And
Does the college requirement, is it 4-year? Is somebody that's at Ivy Tech eligible?
Someone at Ivy Tech is absolutely eligible.
Is eligible.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think some people have heard over the years college and they figure, well, it's got to be Purdue or Butler. It's got to be a 4-year. So it could be somebody attending Ivy Tech.
Absolutely. And it's very important to us that we get more awareness for the program and for what it can mean and how it can enrich someone's life. Because it really is a very legitimate opportunity, in terms of networking, in terms of personal development. And it's, can be graduate student, it can be undergrad, it can be 2-year, it can be any sort of college or university in the state.
Is there an age requirement?
You might stump me on that one. I'm not sure if we've specified an age requirement, but I know they have to be currently enrolled.
Okay, so it's currently enrolled. Mm-hmm. It can be in any institution of higher learning here within the boundaries of the state of Indiana, including Ivy Tech.
Correct.
And you gotta have a 3.0 or better grade average.
Correct.
And that's current. So that sounds like part of the application process is you gotta show a transcript.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then really the big piece is we have these interview sessions where we have people in the community that are doing really professional style interviews that the women will go through. And there's two rounds of those as we take it down initially to 66 out of an application pool of about 300 people.
Ooh.
And then we take it from that 66 to the final 33.
Could it be with program? Last Friday we were over at the Center for Leadership Development. I don't know whether you've heard about that organization that works with African American middle school students and high school students and college students. Would it help if there was a young lady that is in college? She's got the 3.0 and the kind of experiences that they went through with the Center for Leadership Development in terms of that ability to do the interview and deal with all the questions you got to answer?
You bet. We just met with Dennis Bland and mm-hmm. his staff really just 3 weeks ago. I'd met Dennis when I first moved here at a mm-hmm. couple of things, and we're finally really kind of getting together to make sure there's awareness on the program, an mm-hmm. understanding of the program, and find places that maybe we haven't had that awareness where we should be pulling candidates from that maybe we haven't in the past. And Dennis and his staff are a big part of that. They also now are a place where we can take princesses and outreach. Because that's a part of their job is to be out in the community reaching youth and kind of explaining to them not just the opportunity of being a princess.
So but there's going to be more opportunities during the year around the state where people can meet a 500 festival princess. Because usually the only time you see them at a distance on race day. You see them at a distance in the parade unless you're right up close to where the float is parked, down on Pennsylvania before the parade starts. So this is an opportunity for people really to see and get to know them and say, oh, you're a real person.
Absolutely. And most of that is going to occur in the March through May time
uh-huh,
period.
Right.
And that's when they're representing that current year as a princess. But we have, as you know, as you've mm-hmm. said, going back over 50 years, this program, we have a lot of alumni who are now out in the community. And by adding to the purpose and adding to this sort of leadership and personal development opportunity, we now have given more reason for alumni to get involved again as well.
In terms of the regular volunteer part of the 500 Festival, are there opportunities for people who are listening, whether they are retired, whether they, you know, are looking for volunteer, you know, service just in generally to be a part of the 500 Festival?
Oh, without a doubt. There's over 7,000 volunteers annually, so everything from water stations at the mini marathon to helping walk a balloon down a parade route. Mm-hmm. To participating in breakfast at the Brickyard and the Kids Day that we put on down at the Circle. Many opportunities for volunteers to get involved.
Any new 500 Festival activities coming for 2015? I don't think you all wait until the spring to say what the theme is, or maybe you all have announced the theme.
We have not announced the theme yet.
It's coming. Y'all still
working
on it.
It's coming. A lot of what we've done, we're blessed that we have a mission that says enrich lives and make a positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've really looked at what we currently do and said, how can we add depth to what's already happening? And one example of that, we do an education program jointly with the Indy 500 that goes out to all the fourth grade classes that sign up for it. And we're about half the fourth grade classes in the whole state of Indiana. So mm-hmm. 24,000 kids get this really unique education curriculum. Well, we've extended that now using our experience with the mini marathon and running, that for fifth grade classes, we now have something called the 500 Festival Kids Fit Program.
Right.
And that's a curriculum going to fifth graders where, among other things, they can complete a mini marathon by walking or running a mile a week over 13 weeks. They'll finish their 13.1 miles and have completed a mini marathon, and they can actually run their last mile at the mini.
We're talking with Bob Bryant. He's the president of the 500 Festival, 239-1310, 239-1310 this afternoon. His name is. So the last couple of years, they had me on this stand where I had to climb up over bars and stuff to get out and tell people along the parade route at St. Clair, which is where AM 1310, that's where they stick us, AM 1310 the light, because we help out with the 500 Festival parade, and was telling people along the parade route what was coming. And it was a great parade. And afterwards, several people that kind of, you know, recognized me in the crowd came up and said, you know, Mr. Brown, the parade is okay, but, you know, can't they get some better celebrities, some people that we know? And I think longtime people who have watched the parade in person and have come down and been part of the 200,000 that watched the IPL, Indianapolis Power and Light 500 Festival Parade, or are watching it on television, are probably saying the same thing, but we were talking before we went on the air that it's become more difficult for the festival to get the celebrities, because traditionally y'all ain't paying these high sums of money that some celebrities want just to come to town to stand for 5 minutes in a parade.
Well, that's true. I think we still have, obviously, a very vibrant parade, and we still get a unique list of celebrities and participants that come out. But absolutely, we're looking for being opportunistic about people who might be here for the race mm-hmm. for other reasons, or for those that might be promoting something and they see us as a platform to do that. You know, last year we lucked out and had Indianapolis's own Josh Kaufman.
Right.
Literally 5 days after he won The Voice, he's in our parade.
ABC didn't complain about this. Why you got this guy from NBC show on? Couldn't you?
Well, we work with everybody, as you know. So locally, it's on that parade was on CBS, and
right.
then it was covered nationally on NBC Sports, and then ABC has the race. So
you were trying to work with all of them.
Absolutely.
Any thought of trying to get, you know, with some of the hot shows that ABC has? Any thought of trying to get somebody from Scandal or Black-ish to be celebrities on the parade? Could, you know, call that guy Bob Iger that runs ABC and say, "Such a hey, help us up."
Well, we're opportunistic in every way. So anybody who has that status and is in the public light is certainly someone that we would openly consider and want to get involved. We actually we had somebody that you may know, a guy named DJ Funkmaster Flex.
Yeah.
DJ Flex was actually coming and was going to be in the parade last year, and he was actually going to perform at Snake Pit Ball.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, his mother struck ill literally a week before, and she since has passed. So, but I know he's a car guy, and he's going to want to come back. So, again, we look at all of those opportunities to involve anybody we can.
And you mentioned something earlier, because I think people see the balloons coming down, and they see the people holding the balloons, and they figure they're tied in to the sponsor, but that's not true. Those are 500 Festival volunteers.
Quite often it's volunteers or volunteer groups.
Uh-huh.
In fact, one of our board members first got introduced to the 500 Festival, Susan Masella, who's an HR executive at Simon Properties. It was her church group that was actually one of the volunteer groups that helped tether a balloon and walk it down the parade route. So there's volunteer opportunities of all kinds.
Is one of the hardest decisions the bands, what bands play in the parade?
It can be tough. It actually is very sought after, and you've got a lot of high school bands that travel by nature and are trying to find their way in, you know, based on their schedule to a lot of different things. So I think that's a really fun part of what we do, and an added element to that is also some of the dancers that and dance teams that get involved as well.
I know 2 years ago, it really struck me personally and all the people on the parade route, that high school band from, I think it was the town that got hit real hard by the tornado and the school got torn up, that band marching in your parade. I mean, and once people realized that, the response that they got along the parade route was just as strong as the 33 drivers in the Grand Marshal.
Absolutely. And it really is about, you know, the stories that get told over the month of May and how we can participate in that. So anytime we can provide a platform for those kinds of stories to be unfolded, that's certainly in line with the kind of stuff you'd want to be doing with the festival.
I know there is a joint band of all the IPS high schools. Is there, or am I confusing that with a joint band of all the high schools in the city and county that are in the parade?
I think there's a joint IPS school band.
Yeah. Thought of getting all the districts together? If some of these charter schools got band members to have a joint mass Indianapolis Marion County band?
Well, you know,
just for your parade.
We might have to reach out to Music for All and maybe get them involved in that process.
Yeah, I mean, because with all the great bands that are, or a metropolitan band, that would be the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
You sell more tickets because then everybody, all those band parents would have to come to see their kid at the parade.
Well, you might be onto something. We might need to put you on a parade committee.
It's bad enough trying to sit up there in that tower, in cold 2 years ago and heat the other year on the 500 Festival Princesses. If there are people that are listening and they got daughters and granddaughters who have at least a 3.0 average in college and is it junior, senior or any year in college?
It's really any year.
Any year. Mm-hmm. So 3.0, if they can show it now all the way up to their senior in college, how do they apply?
Go to 500festival.com, mm-hmm. and you can download the application there, see all the deadlines, and see more about these wonderful things that we've added to make that an even more valuable program for girls to participate in.
And the final deadline, because I know it used to be the deadline, used to be before the holidays. It's now after the holidays on January the 9th, which I think is in the middle of the first full week of January. But the deadline is January the 9th of next year, and that will be here in a moment. And you just go online to 500festival.com, 500festival.com, click on programs, then look for the words Princess Programs, and you've got it down.
Absolutely.
You are not missing a thing. Bob Bryant, the president of the 500 Festival, he's getting ready. Because before you know it, it will be the month of May. There will be no snow. The streets will be fixed. The potholes will be gone. And it'll be time for Kids Day. It'll be time for the IPL 500 Festival Parade. See, I had to say that because I don't want the lights to go off in the studio or anything like that. As well as Kids Day as we get ready for... I keep forgetting the mini marathon.
Largest one in the country of its size.
Of its size.
Largest half marathon.
That's because you can't add any more people in the doggone thing.
That's right.
Bob Bryant, it's good to finally meet you in person. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.